lot of it is minor traffic stops. So in class, we've learned about the idea of profiling, or we've learned about the idea of police, you know, making minor traffic stops for minor traffic violations when they really have another cause at mind. You know, maybe they're worried about drugs. Maybe they're worried about a person who's driving under the influence. So they'll pull someone over for a minor reason, such as, you know, their license plate tags are expired, or they turned into the far lane, is something I've been pulled over for in normal before.
In other words, you're making a right-hand turn and you go to the far left lane.
Yes, you go to the far left lane instead of, you know, nearest to nearest, like they teach you in driver's ed. And they'll pull people over for this. You know, there's a certain extent where when you do this too often, and a normal police department pulls over 20,000 people per year, 14,000 of those stops, or roughly 14,000 of those stops, end in warnings, which means, you know, they were probably pulling someone over for a very minor reason and checking for any sort of higher level, you know, crime, whether that be drugs or DUI or something like that. And as soon as they find that that's not going on, or find that that's not what they were, you know, originally going to find, then they'll let the person go and leave them with a warning. And hopefully that warning is enough to make sure that person doesn't turn into the far lane, or make sure they have their license plate re-registered and on time and everything.
Do you know of any examples of students, of friends of yours, who in fact incriminated themselves by saying too much to police?
I don't know any personal examples of this, or any close friends of mine that I have to deal with it. And I'd say that's a good thing, but I do know that there are plenty of examples.
What are you hoping that Professor Duane can impart to the students, other than they should watch what they say when they're interrogated?
I really hope that he instills that the value of just because you remain silent does not mean you're guilty. You know, just because you refuse to incriminate yourself with the police or make statements to the police, or because you decide to lawyer up if you're being interrogated, that does not make you guilty. That's not an admission of guilt. And I think our founding fathers would roll over in their grave if they felt that this country had gotten to a point where if people were refusing to make statements, or for people were exercising their constitutional rights that they have, that they were looked at as guilty by the public or looked at as guilty by the police. And that's not where we should be.
Police would say, for their part, that they don't stop anyone, they don't pull anyone over unless someone is doing something wrong, unless someone is breaking the law or potentially breaking the law. I mean, that's part of their job.
Right. And also in part two of the Don't Talk to Cops viral video YouTube series on YouTube, there was a former police officer who was given the chance to talk, and he spoke about how they can drive behind someone for half a mile to a mile, and at any given time, that person will probably commit a traffic offense. And because there are so many rules and regulations, there are so many laws. Another point that he makes in the book, there are, I think it was 10,000 to 15,000 laws in our legal code that are written down, and there's no way for any single person to know every single law. He talks about possessing a certain size of crab that a fisherman may have no idea is illegal. But, you know, if he gets caught with it, then he's got to get in trouble for it. And it's a matter of, yes, you know, it's in good faith what they're trying to do. They're trying to keep our streets clean, and they're trying to protect our citizens. And I understand that. But it's when they push it to a certain extent where they're having 53, you know, traffic stops a day, which is an extremely high number, you know, a very high number, or high level of contact with normal citizens, where it gets to a point where it's just like, how much is really needed? How much is really necessary? And I understand they're just doing their jobs. And I am so appreciative to all our police, all our firefighters that do their job every single day. And that's why I've wanted to go into law enforcement for so long myself. But I do think there's a difference between good policing and between near harassing a community, or and I'm not saying that that's necessarily what's going on here, but just make sure that you're interacting with your community on a good basis too, and that your citizens know that you're looking out for their best interests and not just trying to follow a police manual of what they're trained to do. And that's to get, you know, build good cases and hand over an easy win for a prosecutor. That's what they're trained to do. Can we reform our criminal justice system? Can we reform our police training and our police academies to a point where they're not just trying to build a good case, but trying to get to what the actual truth is?
You're a criminal justice science major. What do you plan to do? Do you plan to go into the law enforcement side, or do you plan to go into the defense attorney side?
I've been very conflicted about this my whole life. So I've always wanted to go into law enforcement. I always enjoyed the idea of being a police officer and being able to help keep our community safe. And But the more I've studied and the more I've gotten into both sides and all aspects of the criminal justice system here, which, side note, I think is so great about ISU, that it's not just a law enforcement major, but it's a criminal justice major, meaning you're exposed to so much more. You know, you're exposed to corrections, you're exposed to probation, you're exposed to policing, the courts, everything. And the more I learn and the more I get into this field of study, the more I see that there's a lot more to it than just policing.
Well, good luck to you.
Thank you.
We've been talking with Adam Kinross. He is a criminal justice major here at ISU, and he's talking about Don't Talk to the Cops, a video that went viral on YouTube by Professor James Duane. Thank you so much for talking about this.
Thank you for having me.
I'm Judy Valente.